Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her. Oh Aisha, there is a house where hungry people do not pass. Who was raised on the hadiths of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. He is raised with great rules that illuminate his path in life. It helps him deal well with the issues of reality and society. He lives in a happiness that only those who take this path can feel. How could it not be, when God Almighty sent him as a mercy to the worlds? He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. I did not send a curse, but rather a mercy. Narrated by Muslim. This mercy is evident in his abandonment whenever he fears that it will cause hardship to his nation. Even the sawak, which purifies the mouth, is pleasing to the Lord. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, feared that it would be difficult for us if he imposed it with every prayer. And he said, if it were not for the fact that it would be difficult for my nation or for the people, I ordered them to use the sawak with every prayer. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. Where did the difficulty come from in our application of this religion? It came from our failure to adhere to the ease that the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, brought. We left the rules he taught us. An example of this. Searching for a poor person to give him alms. In this holy month of Ramadan, people strive to pay their zakat in charity. They search for a poor person who deserves zakat. What are the characteristics of the poor according to Muslims today? Why is it difficult for some people to know who is poor? Let us look at the way the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, taught. The mother of the believers, Aisha, may God be pleased with her. Then reflect that on our reality today. Let's know the answer. On the authority of Aisha, may God be pleased with her, she said. The Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. O Aisha! A house you don't pass through. His family is hungry. O Aisha! A house where hungry people do not pass by. He said it two or three times. Narrated by Muslim. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. He places it for Aisha, may God be pleased with her. A basis for knowing the poor and hungry. Who should strive to satisfy his hunger? He is the one who does not have the food that the people of his country eat. Al-Qurtubi, may God have mercy on him, said. This is what the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, meant about Medina. And whoever was the same. One of those whose strength is overwhelming. This is because if the house is empty of most of the food in that place, he was more than a little shy. So his family gets hungry. Because they find nothing. This statement applies to every country in which there is only one type. Or it is mostly one type. It is said about a country in which there is nothing but righteousness. A house where there is no righteousness and its people are hungry. This is the prophetic guidance of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. It helps us to know the poor clearly. Without complexity or stubbornness. Whoever does not have the basics of life in his time is poor. And in this prophetic rule, which the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, taught. For Aisha, may God be pleased with her. Other educational guidance. It is contentment with livelihood. So the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. A house where hungry people do not pass by. Evidence of violation. A house that contains dates will not let its people go hungry. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, said it. To Aisha in another hadith explicitly. On the authority of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. That the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. The people of his household do not go hungry. Narrated by Muslim. Al-Tibi, may God have mercy on him, said. I say. It can be carried to induce conviction. In a country where there are many dates. It means a house with dates. He was satisfied with it so that his family would not starve. The hungry person is the one who does not have dates. This is an education for the family. Especially women. Be content with God's provision. and don't get upset. Or move to the other hand to ask for money. Their possession of the food that sustains them, which is known to be the country's livelihood. He removes the name of the hungry from them. They must be grateful for God's blessings upon them. If money comes to them without their request, this is God's expansion upon them. Because the issue is asking people for friendships, there is great embarrassment in it. It was reported on the authority of Kabisa ibn Mukarak al-Hilali. She bore a sling. So I came to the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. Ask him about it. He said, stay until the charity comes to us. We will order it for you. What a fool. The issue can only be solved by one of three people. Man carrying a sling. So the matter was solved for him until he solved it and then stopped. A man was struck by a pandemic that destroyed his money. So the matter was solved for him so that he could gain enough livelihood. Or he said, a payment for livelihood. And a man was struck by poverty. Until three of his people said, so-and-so has been struck with poverty. So the matter was solved for him so that he could gain enough livelihood. Or he said, a payment for livelihood. So what else is the issue, O Kabisa Sahadi? Its owner eats it uncontrollably. Narrated by Muslim. And finally, this is the prophetic guidance of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. He teaches men the art of money management in maintaining the household. Spending will be a priority. In providing sustenance for the souls of the household. Then what's more than that? Spend it on improvement matters that the family needs. These are some of the extracted directions. From a short, comprehensive speech said by the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. O Aisha! A house where hungry people do not pass by. Society benefits. The family benefits from it. The individual benefits from it in his life. How will our situation be? If we were raised on the hadiths of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. We raised our families on that. We were keen to read it and spread it among people. Especially since it is directed at us. From whom God sent as a mercy to us. Do we intend to read a book of hadiths in this holy month? Like the book Sahih al-Bukhari, for example. Or Riyad al-Salihin. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her.